A Christian man charged with blasphemy died this week in a jail cell in Pakistan. Kumar David was awaiting an appeal of his blasphemy conviction in Karachi. He had been in jail since 2006. Although prison authorities say that he died of a heart attack, church leaders and human rights activists have been demanding that the cause of death be ascertained independently. His supporters claim the allegations were spurious and triggered by a business rivalry, but the accusations led to numerous death threats. We spoke to a representative from Christian Solidarity Worldwide about the case.
The man's name was Kumar David, and he was a Christian awaiting appeal against the blasphemy conviction in 2010. He was found dead yesterday in his prison cell in Karachi. And the situation at the moment is that prison authorities are saying that he died of a heart attack, but church leaders and human rights activists, including his lawyer, have expressed skepticism about this claim. And they're demanding, as are we, that the cause of the death be ascertained independently. But while there is no proof either way at the moment, it is true to say that both Kumar David and his lawyer experienced threats and violence regularly throughout the course of his time in prison and at nearly every court hearing in his case.
How common is it in Pakistan for this law to be used? I mean, we've seen some of these high-profile cases. Is this used a lot? I mean, are there a lot of people who are threatened with this law?
As I understand it, the official statistics state that over 1,000 people have been charged formally under the blasphemy laws since they were amended in the 80s. But that really doesn't account for the many accusations that are never registered. And whether they're registered or not, an accusation can destroy a person's life. And regardless of whether or not they've actually committed blasphemy, they are generally pursued by those who accuse them, and it becomes a witch hunt of sorts. But this case is another example of lives needlessly destroyed, both the lives of Kumar David and his family, his wife and children. It really didn't need to happen. It was likely that his case was going to be dismissed, that his conviction was going to be dismissed in the High Court, as are many cases. But it really shows the inability of the government, the court system, and the prisons to prevent this. Given the threats known to be faced by blasphemy prisoners, it's really imperative that the true cause of his death be investigated properly. While it is true to say that the blasphemy laws are misused against religious minorities and that these can have very serious and disproportionate consequences for the accused and their family and friends, I also want to underline that these are laws which can affect any single person in Pakistan. So we know that about 50%, even over 50% of accusations are made against Muslims. This is not just a religious minority issue, and it's one that the whole country should see as relevant to their own lives.